I'd intended for my conjuration to grow only to the size of a volleyball, allowing for maximum maneuverability as it rushed toward its target. But it was immediately clear that something had gone wrong. In the seconds the sunball took to cross the short distance, it ballooned to 3 times the intended size, with no sign of stopping. As I looked on, frantically trying to get my creation back under control, Torres dove to the floor, trying to escape the conflagration headed his way. His reaction time was unnaturally fast, but not quite fast enough to get himself out of danger. The sunball clipped his shoulder as it flew by, before smashing into the table behind him and setting it alight. Throughout the room, customers and staff alike began rushing for the exits as the unnatural fire spread with alarming speed. Torres lurched to his feet, one side of his suit and part of his face aflame with the impact of the sunball. Gone was the handsome businessman. In his place was a vulpine-faced predator with gleaming fangs. As I looked on, stunned by the fire I'd unleashed, Torres's arm snapped out and he grabbed a passing customer headed for the door. Torres lifted the man over his head, turned, and hurled him in my direction. I barely had time to move before 200 pounds of American farmer slammed into me, sending us flying backward in a tangle of limbs to crash to the unrelenting surface of the dance floor. I thrashed my way free, only to discover my unintended companion staring back at me through unseeing eyes, his neck bent at an angle it was never intended to reach. At the end of the stage, Ephraim was suddenly there, pistol in hand, firing. Torres twisted from side to side, matrix-like, his body moving so fast that it seemed to blur out of focus as he did all he could to avoid the incoming bullets. For the most part, he succeeded. I saw only 2 fountains of blood leap into the air as the projectile slammed into Torres's frame. Throwing the pistol aside, Ephraim rushed toward Torres, no doubt intending to take him on hand to hand. I couldn't see Ephraim's face from where I was, but I knew it had to be changing, reworking itself in much the same way Torres has had, as my teammate let his own newly acquired vampiric nature rise to the surface. The two met in a fury of blows, the nails on the end of their fingers now 3-inch claws as they raked at one another like wild animals, trying to land a blow deep enough to disembowel a torso.